Herb Donaldson says the genesis for his hometown theater actually took place 1,100 miles away among like-minded artists who were all struggling to make it in the big city.
The group itself started in New York around 2006, 2007. We were all actors, writers, directors, a couple of filmmakers, and some musicians. And we were always finding ourselves in a position to knock on the door, and our knuckles were bloodied when we were just screaming, "Let us in. We want to be a part of, you know, the arts world, too, in some way."
And when no one else would give them a break, the group decided to make things happen on their own, which would eventually lead to a homecoming for Donaldson.
We decided to actually start promoting ourselves, doing our own plays, fashioning our own music events, and we were just a group that started there. And later on, when I moved back here to Wakulla County in 2010, I was looking for an outlet, and quite frankly, I didn't want to drive all the way to Tallahassee.
And therein lies a tale with deep roots in Wakulla County's sandy soil.
We opened our doors here just last year. The name Calabar Tree Theater, my grandfather used to live right outside of Shakopee, a place called Buckhorn, and he was known as the Black Mayor there.
Donaldson says it was a title richly deserved.
He had his own cafe, general store, that sort of stuff, and he built about 30 houses in the area. And he had a tree that was outside of the cafe that he built a table around. And people gathered around that tree, you know, for fish fries. When politicians would come out, they would address the community from that tree in order to get their vote. In Africa, there is something known as the Calabar Tree. And whenever the community needs to sit down and have something of a town hall or to meet, they would gather under the shade of the largest tree in the village.
It was there that literally anything and everything could be discussed and debated.
And whenever somebody felt uncomfortable about making their point or saying what they wanted to say, they would use a storyteller, an artist, a poet, a musician to speak on their behalf. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to speak on behalf of the people in our community. So that's why we call it the Calabar Tree.
In keeping with that aesthetic, Donaldson says the Palaver Tree Theater, for which he's the creative director, has featured some very thoughtful productions since last year's opening.
We just recently did Buried Child by Sam Shepard, which was very well received. We opened up last year our season with a piece from Susan Laurie Parks called Top Dog, Underdog. Even one Jacqueline Goldfinger called The Arsonist that actually took place in Tate's Hell, which is right here in our area. And all of the pieces were fascinating. They were a great exploration of the American mind and the American spirit.
Donaldson says the upcoming schedule is made up of some significant works that typically aren't done by most other community theater companies.
The Last Romance, which is a piece by Joe DiPietro. It's a beautiful love story about a man who's mature in life and falls in love when he thought that the whole possibility of that may have been over. And we've got Race, which is a piece by David Mamet that not too long ago came off of Broadway. And it deals with exactly what it says, race. There's another piece called At a Time Like This. And that is basically a story about the artist's struggle and what it is that they do and become in order to survive. And then we also have Sweat by Lynn Nottage. That, too, played Broadway for a while, and I think it's still traveling. It won a Pulitzer in 2017, I believe.
The Palaver Tree Theater is just now wrapping up auditions for its new season.
We are located in the heart of Wakulla, which is Crawfordville, and our address is 59 Shadeville Road. We're just literally right beside 319.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.